For this month's Our Community, we're talking about gas prices. We recently spoke with Tony Smithers of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we wondered to what extent the increasing gas prices affect local tourism. To find an answer, Smithers relies on two sources of data, first from the State Tourism Office, and then also the bed tax collection numbers.
From the State Tourism Office, it looks like we were fairly flat through the recession. That's good because a lot of other places took big dives. But we have been seeing some good growth this last year. Bed tax collections were up in the county, and they'd have been up more except in the city of Eureka. There was some bankruptcies and stuff, and so the city's owed some money. But overall, places like Arcata were up 6 or 7%. Fortuna was up. So, and that, you know, that's always, as we say, with the bed tax, it's always a product of occupancy and room rate. It's a little bit of each that goes up.
In more news on gas prices, State Senator George Runner has introduced a bill that would freeze sales taxes on gasoline once the price of a gallon of gas tops $4. Californians pay the highest gas prices in the lower 48, with a current average of $3.87 per gallon compared to a national average of $3.43. Federal and state excise taxes add 53 cents to every gallon, and a new formula enacted 2 years ago adds sales tax increase as the price per gallon rises. Runner's bill would freeze any increase in those sales taxes once the price tops $4. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet, artistic license, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st at the Arkley Center.
For this month's Our Community, we're talking about gas prices. We recently spoke with Tony Smithers of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we wondered to what extent the increasing gas prices affect local tourism. To find an answer, Smithers relies on two sources of data, first from the State Tourism Office, and then also the bed tax collection numbers.
From the State Tourism Office, it looks like we were fairly flat through the recession. That's good because a lot of other places took big dives. But we have been seeing some good growth this last year. Bed tax collections were up in the county, and they'd have been up more except in the city of Eureka. There was some bankruptcies and stuff, and so the city's owed some money. But overall, places like Arcata were up 6 or 7%. Fortuna was up. So, and that, you know, that's always, as we say, with the bed tax, it's always a product of occupancy and room rate. It's a little bit of each that goes up.
In more news on gas prices, State Senator George Runner has introduced a bill that would freeze sales taxes on gasoline once the price of a gallon of gas tops $4. Californians pay the highest gas prices in the lower 48, with a current average of $3.87 per gallon compared to a national average of $3.43. Federal and state excise taxes add 53 cents to every gallon, and a new formula enacted 2 years ago adds sales tax increase as the price per gallon rises. Runner's bill would freeze any increase in those sales taxes once the price tops $4. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.